solution that's perfect for you, including cloud-based security. Asset, your local connection to the cloud. Just not that kind of cloud. To find out more, visit asetinc.com and stay local. Asset, advanced security and electrical technology.
98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com presents the Mid-Columbia Today Show with Mark Bailey. Special thanks to our sponsors, Skyline Health and Del Carpine Automotive. Now, here's Mark Bailey.
And good morning. It is 8:04 in the morning, Mid-Columbia Today. Mark Bailey with Cameron Eisenberg producing. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm not sure why to suddenly stop in the middle of Cameron's name. Probably I'm on my email here. I was doing a quick email to somebody that needed to be sent to get it out there before the show started. I failed. I actually have got it sent now, but I think for the younger generations, the doing two things in once and multitasking is far easier than it is for us in the older set, if you will. As I come to grips with all this, it is a little difficult, actually, to come to grips with that. I am finding, I always thought, it'll be no problem. You know, I will gracefully accept it. And in most cases, I do. Most cases, I actually do gracefully accept, because what choice do you have anyway? The alternative isn't very good, last I checked. So, I accept it, but there are some times I get frustrated with it. And this might be one of those times. You know, I just can't, you know, juggle the things I used to juggle. And it annoys you sometimes. But anyway, here's what we're doing this morning. First of all, I'm going to turn off my computer sounds. I'm clearly not ready for this morning. First half, I'm just going to talk to you for a little while. I'm one of those stretches right now. You know, sometimes we're filled up. We have to turn people down going on the show, things like that. And then we have other times, for some reason, you just can't find people. So that's where I'm at today on the first half of the program. Well, I'm going to talk, though, a little bit about, if you caught the Dodger-Philly game yesterday, which was a great baseball game, but the ending is one of those, somebody makes a horrible mistake that ends their season. And it's always interesting the reactions of people. It's a young player this time. And we'll get into this a little bit. But you have a young player in national TV, 50,000 people, makes a bad mistake. More of a mental error than physical. That, yeah, it even if you're working for the other team, and I was, it really gets you emotionally. So we're going to talk about that a little bit, because there have been some others, and the social media folks, who are, of course, always rational and well thought out in their beliefs, immediately going, this kid will wear this forever, blah, blah, blah. Stupid people who probably have never picked up a baseball. I'm jumping ahead here. I should be doing this later, but I'm going to do this now. And I've got plenty of evidence, actually, that players who have made horrible mistakes and they've bounced back from it quite well, that they've been just fine and gone on to good, solid careers. But anyway, second half of the show. Columbia Gorge Discovery Center Program Director Brittany Gitch is going to join us, and we'll talk about what's going on at the Discovery Center. They've got a couple big events coming up here in the next little while. It just came off, of course, their big fundraising event that they sold out. But we'll talk about some of the programming they've got for this fall, because they've got some good things going on out there. However, before we do that, as we always do, let's go on ahead and tell you a little bit about what this day has meant and what it means, at least to some people. 1845, the U.S. Naval Academy was established in Annapolis, Maryland, with an inaugural class of 50 students. 1911, Chinese revolutionaries launched an uprising, led to the collapse of the Qing, or I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right, but it was Or Manchu dynasty. You can use either one. I'll use the one I can pronounce, Manchu Dynasty, and the establishment of the Republic of China. 1935, the George Gershwin opera Porgy and Bess, featuring an all-black cast, opened on Broadway, beginning a run of 124 performances. 1964, the Summer Olympics began in Tokyo, the first Summer Games to be telecast around the world. 1966, the Beach Boys' single Good Vibrations, written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love, was released by Capitol Records. 1973, Vice President Spiro Agnew, accused of accepting bribes, resigned his office and pled no contest to one count of federal income tax evasion. In 2001, a month after the September 11th attacks, U.S. jets pounded the Afghan capital of Kabul while President George W. Bush unveiled a list of 22 most wanted terrorists, including Osama bin Laden. In 2014, Malala Yousafzai, a 17-year-old Pakistani girl, and Kailash Satyarthi, a 60-year-old Indian man, were jointly awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for risking their lives for the right of children to receive an education and to live free from abuse. And in 2018, Hurricane Michael, the first to strike the U.S. mainland as a Category 5 hurricane in 26 years, made landfall in Florida. Days for today, we got an eclectic list here today. It's Hug a Drummer Day today. National Cake Decorating Day today. National Handbag Day today. It's also National Haunted House Day, which seems a little early. Wouldn't you figure that would be Halloween? And we're 3 weeks out from them. I know there's a couple scheduled in this area here in the next week or so. It's National Love Your Hair Day today. Some of you will celebrate, some of you will not. It's National Metric Day today. For those of you who may remember the metric system, many countries use it. We don't. We tried in the 70s when I was growing up. We were going to switch to it. And apparently we weren't capable. It's National Tuxedo Day today as well. It's National Walk to a Park Day. That sounds like a nice thing to do today. And it's World Mental Health Day today. And that, of course, is very important. And we all take care of our mental health and also, just as importantly, help take care of the mental health of others. Couple food ones today. It's World Egg Day today. I know a lot of you folks out there love to have eggs. I am not an egg fan. I just have never... I can do an omelet, but that's about it. I'm not a big fan of eggs. Texture, I think it is for me, much as anything. I don't like the texture of it. Hard-boiled eggs and deviled eggs to me are the worst. Though those, I just, don't like them. But I know a lot of you do. And it's National Angel Food Cake Day as well today. Angel food cake's great because it's versatile. You can do a lot of things with it. You can put some strawberries on it. You can drizzle it with some chocolate. You can have it plain. It all works. There it is for what it's worth. Probably not a whole lot. 8:13 in the morning. I'm going to go through some examples of why that pitcher for the Phillies will be just fine when it's all said and done right after this.
1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer. Early detection can save your life and your peace of mind. At Skyline Health, we offer advanced 3D mammograms read by a local breast health specialized radiologist because expert eyes matter when it comes to your health. No referral needed, and we offer access for everyone. You care for everyone else. Now it's time to care for you. Call Skyline Health to schedule your mammogram today because you're worth it.
Do you want someone you can trust to do your auto body work, collision repair, or new paint job? Of course you do. So don't go to a franchise. Go to Jack's Body Shop and Rhino Linings of the Gorge. Jack's Body Shop and Rhino Linings of the Gorge is an authorized dealer of Rhino Lining spray-on protected bed liners. We're family-owned and have been in business since 1969. Jack's Body Shop and Rhino Linings of the Gorge. 621 East 2nd Street, downtown The Downs. 296-9170. Jack'sBodyShop.net. Jack's Body Shop and Rhino Linings of the Gorge.
There's still time to save at Cascade Farm and Outdoor. Pick up a copy of our latest mailer in-store. Leupold VX3 rifle scopes are $100 off. Get a Slumberjack Aspen Cove 8-person tent for just $99.99. That's $40 off. All Wrangler Kids jeans are $5 off our everyday price. And Purina 50-pound bags of scratch grains are just $13.99 each. Save store-wide through Tuesday, October 14th at Cascade Farm and Outdoor.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark Bailey.
It is 8:15 in the morning. I thought while I had a few minutes here, we would discuss sporting gaffes. Because yesterday, if you were watching the Dodgers-Philadelphia game, as I was last night, early in the evening, you saw a tough way for a great, it was a great ball game to end. But Philly pitcher Orion Kirkery had the bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the 11th, 1-1 tie. And Andy Páez of the Dodgers, who's been struggling badly at the plate, hit a comebacker back to Kirkery. Now, the play should be to first base. The first problem was Kirkering, and in pitchers, you're only, you know, there's less than 60 feet from that ball coming off the bat. And what I'm calling an easy comebacker off a bat of a major leaguer still has some velocity to it and not a lot of time to react. So I kind of went off the heel of Kirkering's glove, I think it was, and it bounced in front of him. Still, though, plenty of time to pick it up. And the play was to first base because the runner at third is breaking off the bat. There's not enough time to throw it to the plate. And JT Realmuto, behind the plate for the Phillies, was pointing to first base. And Kirkering throws to the plate, got in a hurry. You know, the tension of the moment, a young player, and throws it over the glove of Realmuto, who had to adjust very quickly. The ball was going to be coming to him. Went over his glove. The game ends, the series ends, the Phillies season ends at that point. And this has happened to a young man in front of millions of people on national television and 55,000 people in the stands at Los Angeles. He was crestfallen afterwards. Phillies, you know, you saw pictures of Phillies players, his manager, Rob Thompson, at the dugout, consoling him. I mean, you know, teammates get it, but players at that level, because they know what it's like to be a young player and they understand occasionally the mind and the body are not in sync and the mistake gets made. It just, unfortunately, in this case, it happens on such a large platform and everybody knows it. So then, of course, let's go to the cesspool known as social media. And it wasn't necessarily that I saw a lot of bad stuff in being nasty to him, but it was, I'm sure there is, and those people are despicable. But, you know, it was more, oh, he won't recover from this. He'll wear this forever, and he will slightly wear this forever. But the thing is, I can come up with a lot of examples of players who had terrible, terrible gaffes like this on a similar stage, and they were fine, and they did well afterwards. Now, maybe the earliest big one in modern sports history was the 1929 Rose Bowl game. California center Roy Regals, who was an All-American, second quarter of that game, he picked up a Georgia Tech fumble and ran the wrong direction all the way to his own end zone for it being turned around and being tackled on the one-yard line. The Bears were forced to punt. The kick was blocked, resulting in a safety. And, oh, by the way, Georgia Tech won the game over Cal 8-7. Regals apparently was so embarrassed he almost didn't return for the second half, but he did come back. You know, he's a captain of the team. Played a great second half. He blocked a kick. Now, there was really a professional level to go to for him, but he went on to be a teacher, coach football in California, high school and junior college level. He was elected to the Cal's Hall of Fame. But again, the point being, he came back from it. And quite well, thank you. A similar one, early 60s, Jim Marshall, Minnesota Vikings, basically the same thing, playing the San Francisco 49ers. In this one, you can see on an NFL Films. It's a classic one. Lon Simmons, the great 49ers announcer, a great call of it. He's running the wrong way. Went all the way to the end zone. In this case, he threw the ball up in the air when he reached the end zone, leading to the safety being scored at that point. There's even a shot of a 49er lineman shaking his hand. Jim Marshall went on to be a member of the Great Purple People Eaters defensive line of the Minnesota Vikings in the late 60s and early 70s, and he's in the Hall of Fame. I think he's in the Hall of Fame. I'm not quite sure. I may be wrong, but he was an NFL great. He ought to be in the Hall of Fame if he's not. And he's a great one. But he did just fine after. He had a long career after that. He started 270 straight games. Passed away just about a year ago. He made it through. Remember Chris Webber in the college basketball tournament in the early 90s? Michigan's down by 2. Seconds left. Michigan gets the ball back. Webber thought they had a timeout. He called timeout. They didn't have a timeout. Technical foul. Free throws made. Georgetown loses loses the national title. I think it was to Georgetown. Maybe it was North Carolina. I can't remember which one. Chris Webber went on to a fabulous NBA career. He was fine. He did fine. Remember, now this is a little different one. Leon Lett. Now this one people laughed about a lot because the Cowboys were crushing the Buffalo Bills. So this became more funny than it was, you know, it didn't cost anybody anything. Lett recovered a fumble, ran to the end zone. He was about to cross the goal line, dropped the ball, bounced through the end zone for a touchback. Lett had a good, solid career for the Cowboys. Emilio, the Cowboys won that game very easily. In fact, it was toward the end of the game, I think. And people more just laughed about it than anything else. 15 years earlier, Jackie Smith dropped a touchdown pass in the end zone that would, I think, tied the Super Bowl against between the Cowboys and the Steelers, quite famously. He was in a Hall of Fame tight end. That was at the end of his career. But it didn't tarnish anybody's belief in him enough that he still ended up in the Hall of Fame. One involving a fan, this one was always to me ridiculous. Steve Bartman, the Cubs. Cub fans get very emotional about this. Now they've won a World Series, they don't much anymore. In fact, they've forgiven him. But Bartman reached, you know, was Moises Alou for a foul ball, leaped up, and Bartman caught it over him. The ball, though, was over the seats. Alou was having to reach into it. Alou got mad. But the reality was, Bartman didn't reach over or anything. And oh, by the way, the Cubs, if I remember right, were up like 7-1 at the time. And that inning fell apart, and the Marlins came back, won the game, and won the World Series. The Cubs did not get, you know, Marlins win the pennant, then win the World Series. Well, I always thought Bartman was like, oh, that ball was in the seats. You know, if you don't get able to pull it out with your glove, that's fine. Two of the bigger ones in my lifetime were 1986. I'll start with the second one because people will remember it much more. Bill Buckner, Boston Red Sox. Ground ball back of first. You can hear Vin Scully to this day. Behind the bag, and it's through Buckner. Mets score the winning run in the bottom of the ninth inning. They'd enter the inning down 5-3. They score the winning run on that play at 6-5. And the Mets would win Game 7 the next day and win the World Series, and the Boston Red Sox World Series curse would continue for another two decades. And Bill Buckner was basically saying his name appeared to be blasphemy in many circles in New England. Now Buckner, that one did that was, he kind of went into almost hiding. He was going to retire, if I remember right. Anyway, I don't think he played much longer after that. He was on bad knees. He should not have been in the game. John McNamara, the manager of the Red Sox, only had him in the game because he wanted him to be out there for the last out of the World Series to win the World Championship. They had another first baseman who should have been out there, who was at that. I mean, Buckner's knees were shot better defensively. But here's the part that also people forget. A wild pitch a couple pitches before had tied the game already. There's no guarantee the Red Sox at that point were going to win that game. They'd already blown the lead. So the Buckner one was overblown. The best one I have for my point, though, is 1986, earlier in the year, the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Edmonton Oilers had won the first two games. It was tied. It was game seven. Anyway, I don't have to go that deep to it. Game seven. Games tied third period. The Oilers had won the Stanley Cup the last 2 years. Looking for their third cup win in a row. This is Gretzky, Messier, Curry, Anderson, Coffey, all the great, great ones. A young defenseman named Steve Smith went behind the net as there was a line change going on behind his own net, as you will see often in a hockey game. Letting the line change happen. He's going to start to come out of the zone. Guards coming around the net and kind of passed cross toward the middle. And hit goalie Grant Fuhr's in the back of the leg. It goes in the net. The Flames have the lead. The Flames win the game, and they would go on to the Stanley Cup final. They lost to Montreal. And Edmonton's streak of cups is suddenly snapped. And the shot of Steve Smith prone on the ice after that is ingrained in my head forever. He was a very young defenseman. But fast forward, Steve Smith goes on to a darn near a two-decade career in the NHL as a really solid defenseman. He would play on, I believe, three Edmonton Stanley Cup champions, including the next year when Wayne Gretzky made sure, after he got the cup, the first guy who got the Stanley Cup in his hands after the captain, Wayne Gretzky, Steve Smith. His team, everybody rallied around him. He goes on to a distinguished two-decade career also with the Blackhawks. The point being in all of this is it's not as crushing as it seems. And many of these people who have had this happen are able to bounce back. And there's a lesson for all of us in that. Can we all go through those moments where you go, oh my gosh, what have I done? I'll never forgive myself, sort of thing. The good news is we can. We can forgive ourselves. And we should forgive others as well, you know. You know, Orion Kerkering's a really good pitcher. He is a really good. Now, relievers are always kind of, you know, they're hard to project. But he certainly has looked good for the Phillies so far, and I think he will have success again. And I get the feeling the Phillies teammates, they'll protect this kid. They will help this kid get through it. Terrible way for a game. It was a great ball game, too. It was a fabulous game to watch. But kind of a tough way for it all to come apart there on him there. But yeah, it just got me thinking about all the other things I've seen over the years. The, you know, gaffes, mistakes, etc. Yeah, it's tough. But the other point to make is when you're watching kids play sports, you know, remember that, because, you know, I know sometimes people get so wound up in kids' sports events, and, you know, it's about lessons learned. And I had my moments on the baseball field. I know there are some things I look back on and go, you know, how did I get through that? But by having them happen to me, I was stronger later in life. So, yeah. You know, I see these posts on social media. You know, we're so reactionary now after events. It's like, okay, let's step back for a minute and get some perspective here. Other things like this have happened. They'll happen again because that's what sports are all about. Sports are about both the triumph of the human spirit and the and the frailty of human beings. And in this case, we saw, you know, it was the old Wide World of Sports thing. The agony of defeat. 8:28, news coming up, then we're going to talk to Limagorge Discovery Center after this.
Are you ready to brew coffee with a dope crew? Dopio and Hood River is calling your name. We're not a button-pushing coffee chain. We're a crew who loves crafting coffee in community, making mornings a little less mundane. Whether you vibe with oat milk lattes, triple shots, or just the smell of fresh grounds, we want you. Bring your personality, bring your energy, we'll bring the beans. Join us and the team at Dopio and Hood River. Coffee, community, and a job you'll actually look forward to.
Fall into fun at the Hood River County Fairgrounds at the annual Harvest Craft Show, where creativity, community, and cozy vibes come together. Nearly 100 vendors fill four buildings, the Community and Summit buildings, plus both gyms at Y East Middle School next door. Find delicious food, handmade treasures, early holiday gifts, and all the fall feels while supporting local artists and makers. Bring the whole family. It's festive, friendly, and full of local flavor. Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4 at the Hood River County Fairgrounds. Don't miss it.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
On the morning on MCT. Let's take a look at what's in the news. Three judges said they'll decide as quickly as possible whether to uphold a temporary order barring President Donald Trump from deploying Oregon National Guard troops to Portland. U.S. Circuit Judges Susan Graber, Ryan Nelson, and Bridget Bade heard oral arguments from the state of Oregon, the Trump administration, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. The Oregon Capitol Chronicle reports Trump appointed Nelson and Bade seemed ready to hand Trump the authority he seeks to deploy the Guard, while Graber, an appointee of former Democratic President Bill Clinton, challenged the federal government's use of emergency orders in a case involving protests that have averaged under 30 people each day throughout the summer. The Oregon Supreme Court questioned the scope of an Oregon measure struck down by a lower court that regulated vape packaging in a case highlighting the tension between the state's free speech protections and regulation of corporate activity. The court's seven justices heard arguments from the State Department of Justice and Arizona-based libertarian think tank on a case involving a 2015 Oregon law that prohibits the sale of vape systems, which are packaged in a manner that's attractive to minors. Oregon Court of Appeals in October 2024 struck down the law on the grounds it impinged on the free speech rights of owners of a Portland vape shop, but the state appealed the decision. Hood River County School District Board discussed when and how the district should make statements on social issues, events, and tragedies at a work session Wednesday evening. The district already has policies in place, but Superintendent Bill Newton presented two documents, one indicating public statements would be generally limited to situations that have a direct influence on school operations. The other gave staff guidelines, including referring all public and media inquiries to the district office for a coordinated response and being cautious and thoughtful on social media platforms. The intersection of East 12th and Thompson in the Dalles will be closed from Wednesday to Friday next week during working hours. They're going to be regrading and paving the intersection. It is the weather for today, cloudy, maybe a little sun, and showery. Look for highs to be right around 60 today. West winds get stronger as you go east in the gorge. They're going to be very gusty Saturday night and Sunday in the area with rain most of the weekend. Currently 51 in Stevenson, 55 in the Dalles, 52 in Hood River. Brittany Gitch is going to join us from Glen Gorge Discovery Center right after this.
If you have questions or issues with things like consumer loans, mortgages, insurance claims, or money scams, the state of Oregon has advocates here to help. Get answers in action at dfr.oregon.gov.
Si usted tiene preguntas o quejas acerca de seguros, préstamos, hipotecas o fraude financiero, Oregon tiene representantes del consumidor listos para ayudarle. Reciba respuestas y acción en dfr.oregon.gov.
Statistics show that roughly 20 veterans die by suicide every day in the United States. And each day, over 1,000 dogs are euthanized in shelters across the country. Canines for Warriors is the leading nonprofit organization providing highly trained service dogs to veterans with PTSD and other invisible wounds of war.
Hannah and I, since we've been together, we have done so much. There's nothing I won't do now as long as Hannah's by my side. Without Hannah, I'd probably still be stuck in the living room with the curtains drawn, with my back to the wall, with probably a gun on my lap.
The majority of service dogs from Canines are rescues, and with each pairing, two lives are changed forever. We rescue the dog rescues the warrior. To learn more about how Canines for Warriors is saving lives at both ends of the leash, please visit caninesforwarriors.org. That's caninesforwarriors.org.
Maybe it was a family vacation or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark Bailey.
And we welcome you back as we're now joined on the telephone by from Columbia Gorge Discovery Center. We have with us their program director, Brittany Gitch. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. And you guys just coming off, I think it was last weekend, you had your annual big gala and auction, and I assume it went pretty well because I got a note a few days before it that you were sold out.
Yes. Oh my gosh. We could not believe the turnout that we had this year, and we are incredibly grateful to everyone who supported. It was an amazing success, and to come out from, you know, being closed for so long for the wildfire and just jumping into the auction and seeing our community come out and support us, it was an evening where our hearts were absolutely filled, and we are very grateful for all of our sponsors, donors, everyone who bought tickets, and then, of course, our staff who, you know, came in after being gone for so long and just pushed right through.
Of course, part of this was you're trying to work on what's installed now, which is new air conditioning and heating that was desperately needed in that facility because the old one had pretty much gone out, essentially. It sounds like you're getting close to having covered that cost.
Yes, we are a little bit closer, especially after the auction, but we still have a long ways to go. So if folks do want to support our effort, you can donate to the Museum Stewardship Capital Campaign through our website. And, you know, we're so happy to have AC back, and as we roll into these winter months, we are going to be very happy to have heating again. Mm-hmm. So very grateful to everyone who supports us in that way.
Of course, you mentioned the Discovery Center was closed really most of the summer because of the impacts of the Rowena fire. You got opened up, I think, latter part of August, early September. How have things gone in that month? Did you see visitation pick back up?
You know, we did see visitation back up. We had a lot of people who kept coming to our doors. We're like, I'm so sorry, we're closed. And so when we finally reopened, we saw a great turnout from the community. And then we had the cruise ships back. And people were just excited to see how we had recovered and how our grounds have recovered. And that's something that we've been so happy for Barbara Robinson, who, you know, spent hours and hours and days. Oh my gosh, she spent so much of her life putting together those native plants on our grounds. And so she's been out there. It was like almost 100 degrees. I'm like, Barbara, what is going on? She's been out there weeding and We have volunteers out there as well. So if anyone does want to volunteer with Barbara, who's an amazing wildflower woman, reach out through our website.
Well, the thing also with this is, with the nature of your facility and the mission of the Discovery Center, this does provide an opportunity for people to see up close how the natural ecosystem recovers itself from an event like a fire like this.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And that's, you know, something that we've discussed as a team is that our ecosystem is adapted to fire, but our communities aren't. And it's horrible to watch your neighbors lose everything. And we saw that with the Rowena fire and the Berdane fire. And so it's walking that line of understanding that, you know, nature needs fire, but how can we adapt as, you know, humans who have structures and our homes are not adapted mm-hmm. to fires. Yeah. So it's been an interesting thing to grapple mm-hmm. With.
Now, let's talk about something that's coming up here in a couple of weeks. It is Halloween. I believe you've done this before as a Discovery Center last year or two, but it's pretty gross, actually.
Yes, our second annual Grossology STEM Night. Oh, my gosh. Last year was our first year hosting this, and I was like, okay, if we have 50 people show up, I will be so happy. And then we had over 300, and I was flabbergasted. So this year, it's on Friday, October 24th, from 5 to 8 o'clock, and it is free admission. We do it in partnership with the Columbia Gorge STEM Hub, and this year the Dalles Library will be joining us as well. So they will have their bookmobile. We'll have LED flashlights again so kids can take a tour of our exhibits after dark. We'll have live creepy crawlies, and then we'll have some new activities this year that includes our lampreys. You can meet our lampreys. We're going to launch little mini catapults or use mini catapults to launch little tiny pumpkins, learn about our raptors, and, of course, make slime. Last year we had nachos from our cauldron, and this year we're going to add chili. So we'll have chili nachos for a small purchase. And costumes are obviously encouraged. It's a fun, messy night that we are so excited for.
And it's geared to the kids, isn't it? I mean, this is geared for the young folks, and you got a lot of hands-on stuff.
Yes, yep, exactly. Lots of hands-on, fun, messy things. They'll get to take, you know, their slime, their catapults. We're going to have art projects, a whole mess of stuff. For the kiddos to take home. So you'll see our flyers coming out next week. We'll be contacting the schools to try and get the word out again because we had an incredible time last year, and it seems like the community had fun as well.
And again, it's going to be Friday night the 24th, so 2 weeks from tonight, 5 to 8 at the Columbia Gorge Discovery Center in the Dalles. And again, free admission to this.
Yes, yeah.
So a lot of chance to have some fun with that as well. Coming up a little bit further down the road here on the 20th of November, I see Jeannie Carver just did a Sense of Place presentation and part of that series at Columbia Center for the Arts in Hood River last week. Going to kind of bring that to the Discovery Center later part of November.
Yeah, yep. It's going to be a little pop-up on, again, November 20th. We will have more details to come, so check out our website and social media. We're still in the works of putting all that together, so details with the time and all that sorts of stuff to come. But Jeannie Carver is amazing. Her new exhibit at the Discovery Center has been a hit. A lot of hard work and passion went into that. So it's amazing to see her life work come to fruition.
And, of course, the exhibition you mentioned, it's basically the story of the Imperial Stock Ranch and its transition in sheep ranching to really become a big part of the fashion world.
Fashion world and sustainability. Yeah, she blends those two worlds, which you don't normally think about. Fashion being, you know, sustainable and coming from a sustainable ranch. So she tells her story very, very well.
Mm-hmm. How long is that exhibition, by the way, going to be up?
This is permanent.
Oh, it's a permanent one. Okay, so that's going to stick around for a while. All right.
Mm-hmm, correct.
So that's going on. Looking ahead a little bit, in December, the Portland State University Archaeology Roadshow is going to return again. This has become an annual event. And I guess, first of all, explain what the roadshow is that PSU brings in.
Yeah, so each year they have a different theme, and they travel around to various places in, around Oregon, so Burns, Bend, Portland, the Dalles, and this year's theme is art and craft. And so it's not your kind of art and craft, like, oh, we're going to go paint a picture. This one is diving deeper into actual art and craft by exploring the creative and ingenuity of past cultures through exhibits and hands-on activities. So what Archaeology Roadshow tries to bring is various specialists from local tribes, universities, federal and state agencies, nonprofits, and private organizations to all be at one place so folks can come in, talk to these specialists, and then they can discover how people of the past have expressed themselves through such things like tools, textiles, adornments, and more, and especially how these traditions continue today. So we don't want these to just simply be in the past. We want folks to understand that these continue through present day.
Mm-hmm. So that's coming up on Saturday, December 6th is when it's going to be at the Discovery Center. So it'll be during the holiday season, of course, at that point.
Correct. And that is free admission as well.
Mm-hmm.
So whole day will be free. Again, last year we had around 300 people turn out. So it's a big day.
Mm-hmm. Also, we should note here, looking at the calendar, November 14th, I think there is a film festival that's coming in.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, thank you. Let's see. I'm going to go. We do. So we have on November 7th, we have our Snow School fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So that's our Backcountry Film Festival that we held last year. And that was free admission for folks. And we had wonderful raffle prizes from the community, such people like Meadows donated, Immersion Research. So this one is to support our snow school program mm-hmm. that we take out kids from Wasco County, Hood River, and anyone else in the gorge who wants to go snowshoeing. So mark your calendars for that. That is a free showing of the film, which typically you do have to purchase tickets, but we're showing it for free, and we'll have beverages available for purchase and all of that. But main thing is to try and support our snow school program.
And we probably should note, I believe the Raptors are back. I mean, I know they had to go away for a little while during the fire and went someplace else so they were nice and safe, but I think the Raptors are back and out there again.
They are back, yes. They went to Sun River, so huge shout-out to Sun River for taking care of them. They were very missed, but while they were away, Kenna and Julia, our Raptor caretakers, were able to put in mass amounts of work to make their repair. So a couple of parts of the eagle enclosure did get singed, so they were able to get volunteers out, repair that, and then make their spaces better. Hank has a huge space, so we're happy to have them back. But it was like, oh, this is a opportunity to make their enclosures and their homes just even better.
Mm-hmm. So you can check them out. I know every weekend they're out for public programs.
Yes, every weekend, and then I want to say Tuesdays at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are welcome to come in, and we do offer programs as well for folks to come in and meet the eagles, talk to Julia, who's our head caretaker, or Kenna, and get all of their raptor questions answered. And if you have any fish that you don't want, or, hunting season's approaching, and as long as you're using lead-free ammunition, we love donations to shake up our raptors' food. And they really love fish. Mm-hmm. So,
oh yeah.
If anyone wants to donate,
when you see them out in the wild, when you see the raptors diving into the river to get their meal, It is remarkable to watch. To watch them pull those out. So
it's amazing.
Again, though, we do want to mention the Grassology STEM Night in 2 weeks, Friday night, October 24th, 5 to 8, free admission there for a for what's quite a night out there for the kids especially. And then, of course, the Archaeology Roadshow, Art and Craft, the theme this year. That's going to be coming in December 6th, so we can talk about that a little bit more over the course of the next little while. Brittany Gitch has been with us from Clement Gorge Discovery Center, their program director. Brittany, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate you.
And we will be back here in a moment. It's 8:50 on Mid-Columbia Today, right after this.
So, do you want to hit the range this weekend?
Sounds good. I do want to pick up some ammo and supplies first, though.
Yeah, me too. Have you seen those red dot sights? They help even a mediocre shot like me hit the target every time.
Oh, wow. I've seen you shoot. That is impressive.
I know, right? Wait, what?
Gorge Guns is on target for all your shooting supplies and accessories. You want to talk or learn anything and everything about guns? You'll find it at Gorge Guns. This is Travis Arney, 25-year industry professional, firearms aficionado, and Gorge Guns general manager. Trust Gorge Guns for the service, knowledge, and solutions you want for hunting and self-defense. At our beautiful new location of the only gun shop in Hood River, you'll find firearms, scopes, suppressors, ammo, accessories, in-house modifications and installations, ARs, class referrals, target practice info, appraisals, and gunsmith referrals. It's all at Gorge Guns in our new location, 1040 Tucker Road, Hood River. Online at gorgeguns.com. Gorge Guns, the best little gun shop in the gorge.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CLEAN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code CLEAN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code CLEAN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today Guest is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
On the morning of Mid-Columbia Today. I was just noting from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, because I'm not a hunter, so I don't necessarily follow the seasons here. Duck season opens tomorrow, along with a pheasant, chuckar, and quail. So I know a lot of folks will be getting out and taking part in that. The buck deer season continuing in eastern Oregon through the 15th of October. So that's going on as well at this time. We'll mention that Hood River Watershed Group, they have their Lower East Fork Phase 2 Habitat Enhancement Project Tour coming up on Tuesday at 5 o'clock, and there'll be a tour of the soon-to-be-completed project, partnership between the Watershed Group, Warm Springs Tribes, and six private landowners. They've been enhancing and reconnecting 1.7 miles of in-stream and off-channel habitat in the Lower East Fork Hood River, improving habitat complexity, and increasing availability for salmon and steelhead spawning habitat and juvenile rearing habitat. Go to the Hood River Watershed Group website, and you can register for this. There's limited capacity for the tour. Now, you do need to know it's about a mile to a mile and a half of walking over uneven and at times steep ground. Sturdy shoes are necessary, and they do recommend boots for that as well. They also mention, the Watershed Group, that peak fall bird migration is continuing for the next about 10 days or so, and they say you can do the birds a favor by turning your lights out at night to keep their journeys on track. So something you can do to help the bird population, help them on their migration, which is a good thing. That's a good thing to do. 8:53 in the morning. I'm going to take the break real quick, come back, tell you what else is coming up, what we're going to do on Monday right after this.
Wildlife around the globe
needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Tune in weekday mornings at 8:05 and keep up with community events and issues with the Mid-Columbia Today Show on Mid-Columbia's News Leaders, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR.
And it is now 8:54 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today as we continue to roll along here on this morning. It is a Friday morning. Hopefully you got a nice weekend planned of some kind. Whatever you're doing, you're probably going to have to trying to keep dry. It's going to be part of the deal out there. Columbia River Gorge Quilters Show. It is going to start in about an hour, 10 o'clock this morning, up at the Hood River County Fairgrounds in Odell, open 10 to 4. $6 admission both today and tomorrow. You can attend that. We talked about that earlier in the week on the show. Choctoberfest is this evening at 6. That is at Skamania Lodge in Stevenson, hosted by the Skamania County Council. On domestic violence and sexual assault, listen to live music, enjoy chocolate treats, and spread awareness for domestic violence. Of course, it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Hooter Valley Harvest Festival, again, is this weekend. It gets started this afternoon down at the waterfront in Hood River, and it'll run through Sunday. You can go to hoodriverharvestfestival.com to get all the information as far as the schedule and ticket cost and all that. Central Gorge Master Gardeners have their Garden Gathering Series continuing tomorrow. Hands-on pumpkin harvest workshop. Learn about raised bed gardening and trellis design. Children can enjoy pumpkin-themed activities. Start at 10 in the morning at the Master Gardeners Learning Garden at the OSU Hood River County Extension Office on 2990 Experiment Station Drive. Klickitat Trail Work Day tomorrow morning at 10 is put on by WashU State Parks and the Klickitat Trail Conservancy. Meet at 96 Durkee Road in Klickitat by the old rail car. Bring sturdy shoes. Bring water, gloves, and loppers or a pruning saw if you happen to have one. And again, that is put on by the Washington State Parks and the Klickitat Trail Conservancy. So some of the things that are going on this weekend in our area. On this show on Monday, when we have a chance to reconvene here, when my calendar comes up on my computer, I will not be able to, now I'll be able to tell you. It didn't come up where I thought it was going to. And so here we go. Port of the Dalles. Executive Director Andrea Claus will be here on Monday. Tuesday, Hood River County Commission Chair Jennifer Ewer and Administrator Allison Williams. And we'll talk to Owasco County Commissioner on Tuesday. I think we're going to talk to Phil Brady on Tuesday. Wednesday, White Salmon Valley Schools. Plus we'll have some other things to talk about in the show as well this coming week. As we hit the middle part of October already, hockey season has started. NBA preseason is underway, if you want to count that. Actually, we have the Blazers and Sacramento tonight at 6 on our sister station, 93.5 KCFM. Kraken won last night. They'll be on KIHR tomorrow, and they'll be at 6:30 against the Vegas Golden Knights. So the level of competition goes up from Anaheim substantially. Also, Ducks tomorrow against Indiana, number 3 against number 7 in the country in the AP poll. 10:30 a.m. for the pregame show, 12:30 kickoff on Classic Rock 92.7 and 102.9 KMSW. And, of course, tonight it's Hood River Valley Eagles football. Eagles on the road at Milwaukee in a big District 1 game. Both teams unbeaten on the year. Eagles right now ranked number 9 in the state Class 5A coaches poll. And game night at 6:30. Phil Hukari's back with me after a week's absence. We'll be on at 7 o'clock in Milwaukee with the kickoff of that game. Eagles and the Mustangs. Eagles have been rolling of late if you've been following them. Of course, 5-0 on the year. And last week had a 20-0 lead over LaSalle before they ever got the ball on offense. That's the definition of a good night. And they won 53-13, the final there last week, and we'll see what they do this week against the Mustangs. So plenty of sports coming up on our radio stations for you to enjoy. Of course, there's also the baseball playoffs on TV, and there's the usual plethora of college and NFL football out there. The Dallas football tonight, they are at Ontario. They've got a long road trip to take. Glad I'm not on that one. I'll take the one that's only an hour away in Milwaukee. Well, we're done. For Cameron Eisenberg, I'm Mark Bailey. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Columbia Today Show is a public affairs presentation of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station, parent company, or of the sponsors. We welcome your suggestions for future shows. Call us at 541-386-1511. If you've missed any of today's show, go online to gorgeradio.com and click on local on demand for our podcast version. Thank you for listening to Mid-Columbia Today.
98.3 FM, KIHR, Hood River.